This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A new list came across my desk this morning, and I'm happy to report that our own Steve the Thrill Hill is very concerned about the health of your manhood.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 habits that are hurting your penis. One would imagine getting kicked in the jimmy is counterproductive. What if one of your beans explodes? Riding a bicycle. When you ride on a hard seat for too long, you do damage to your urethra Franklin. Then you can't produce no gravy. And friction and chafing can be unpleasant. So be sure to apply a good coating of lubricating ointment before you decide to wax the dolphin, paid for by the ad council and your pants brain. Positive Friday.
Dear God.
Pants brain.
So these are 10 habits that are hurting your penis as every man's ears prick up just a little bit there. Number 10, you're not drinking coffee.
Oh, I got a coffee right here.
A team of researchers from the University of Texas Health Science Center found that 42% of men who drink between 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day were less likely to report instances of erectile dysfunction. The study proved that caffeine helps relax arteries and smooth muscle within the penis, which help increase blood flow. And now that I've spoken this entire paragraph, not good, Ted. You settle down over there. I know what I said.
I mean, I like coffee. I never thought about it going to the old
right
main brain.
Main brain.
Right? Like, you always hear that you need to cut down on your coffee and you need to go easy on your caffeine consumption, right, and all that. It's like, I didn't realize that I'm helping my...
You're helping your junk.
I'm helping my man out.
That's all you got to tell people.
That's
why
right.
Why do you drink so much coffee? Ah, for my penis.
Your dental hygiene is poor.
Or hers is.
Researchers from the Journal of Periodontology found gum disease is 7 times more common in men with erectile dysfunction. Bacteria in your gum tissue can travel through your body, inducing inflammation and damaging the blood vessels in your penis.
Mm. So, oh, your mouth, not whiskey, dude. Yeah. Baby, I got a lot of plaque in
your
my gums.
Your teeth, your mouth, they affect a lot of your body.
I got a sneaking hunch that if you've got, like, gum disease, you're probably not using your penis anyway. That's nasty. That's nasty. Clean up your mouth. You're not washing off sunscreen. Again, these are the 10 habits that are hurting your penis. According to the National Institutes of Health, your sunscreen can help prevent your risk of skin cancer, but up your odds of suffering from infertility. Certain chemicals, UV filters BP2 or 40 HBP, which protect against UV rays, may reduce a man's ability to reproduce by up to 30%. But don't use it as an excuse to quit the sunscreen. I was actually just told by my doctor.
Stop putting it on your penis.
I was going to say, slather that on your manhood. Save the money.
I was actually just told by my doctor I need to start wearing more sunscreen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got skin that's fair enough that I might actually get cancer if I don't.
When does he think you're going to see the sun? Is this like when you go to Florida or something?
Right, I don't know. We still get UV radiation that comes down,
man. Okay.
You ever gotten that overcast burn? That's one of the worst.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's or a, you know, ski slope burn. You get
you
those
bet.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to use sunscreen.
Yeah. 100%.
Seriously, man. And like, I would say over a certain age, too. Like, go, right. What do you call it? When you get your skin checked.
Oh, a dermatologist.
Yeah. Oh, just go to a dermatologist.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are thorough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What, like, did they?
Everything.
Okay.
You got like skin? Do you have skin?
Okay.
They're going to check it out.
They're going to check every square inch of skin.
Yeah.
All right.
Every, the whole.
Oh.
Everything.
Opening the curtains and everything.
Everything.
All right.
Batwing. I mean, the whole thing, man.
So they're ironing it out. All right.
They are checking your skin.
I have a skin doctor.
Getting the shirt ready for the event.
Yeah. The first time I went in there.
And all the wrinkles out there.
You know, the point was made. Well, it's skin. I'm like, yeah, you are right.
Okay, yes, you are correct.
I did not think of that.
Settle down there.
Jeez, a whiz.
Your skin officially ends at the opening, right?
I was like, I did not know that was going to happen.
All right. I know it's professional, but there's just something weird when they start checking, man.
Why are you pulling my butt cheeks apart?
No. You're skin.
I got it. You're binge watching TV. Again, these are the 10 habits that are hurting your penis.
Men well, sure, man. I got, you know, gum disease and bad skin.
Men who watch more than 20 hours of TV weekly have a 44% lower sperm count than those who watched almost no TV, according to a 2010 study. The researchers found that healthy men who were sedentary, as measured by their television viewing habits, had poorer sperm quality because of their lack of physical activity.
Okay.
Huh.
20 hours a week.
Yeah, 20 hours a week. So NFL, that's 7 gone on.
I'm about to say, like, Sunday's already taking a whole bunch of that out of there. And then you got Monday night, you got Thursday night. Like,
right. Oh, that's like a cheat day. I mean, other than that, if you're still active during the week, I mean, you can do a bender.
I mean, you are, but that, I don't know. That seems...
And during football season,
that seems low, though, too. I mean, if you watch 2 hours of TV a night...
Yeah, just 5 days a week.
That's 14, and then, yeah.
You're eating too much junk. In short...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Junk food is bad for your junk. A 2011 Harvard study found that men who indulge in processed foods high in trans fats had poorer quality sperm than those who followed a healthy diet.
Hmm.
Huh. Take care of your penis. Eat healthy.
Drink coffee. Eat healthy. Wear sunscreen.
You're skimping on watermelon. Huh. A 2008 Texas A&M University study found an ingredient in watermelon called citrulline arginine. I screwed that up. Helps relax blood vessels by boosting nitric oxide in the same manner as Viagra.
Woot, woot.
You were eating watermelon yesterday.
That's my favorite fruit, man.
It says it's effectively treating erectile dysfunction and maybe even preventing it.
Wow.
Eat your watermelon, kids.
Doing.
Yeah.
Watermelon is great.
Coffee and watermelon.
My goodness, you were fantastic. I ate a lot of watermelon, baby.
You can hang a wool coat on that bad boy now. Go ahead, give it a try.
Go ahead.
Let me see that trench coat you got on.
It's like a slot machine arm.
I told you I could drag this thing across the hallway walking backwards. Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Told you.
They should put that in their ads. Their sales go through the roof.
Yeah.
Do you respect your penis? Eat watermelon.
Eat watermelon.
Does your house need a step stool? Go ahead, baby. Change the battery. Change the battery now, smoke detector. Go on, get on up.
I got you, honey.
I got you. Told you.
Oh, God.
That picture is tilted.
Hang on, I got you.
Made you touch it.
Oh, my goodness. You're short on shut-eye. According to a University of Michigan study, men who get an insufficient amount of sleep will experience a lower level of desire the next day and lesser ability to reproduce.
Oh, I'm just glad you said on shut-eye.
Yeah,
shut-eye.
If you're short.
You're short. Don't work, does it?
I don't know. I'm sleepy.
Sorry, baby, I can't do it.
I mean, these seem like general health things.
Yeah. Don't eat too much. Penis.
It's about the health of your penis, man.
This is the way they're trying to convince us to listen to it.
Take care of your penis.
It all comes back to basic circulation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
A healthy body produces a healthy wang.
It's a parking lot.
10 health habits that are hurting your penis. You're not getting laid.
Yeah.
The more sex you have, the less likely you are to suffer erectile dysfunction, according to a study back in 2008. Researchers analyzed 989 men. Why didn't you just get the other 11?
I know.
Between the ages of 55 and 75 over a 5-year span.
That's a stupid number. Like, why do we stop there?
Right.
Okay, all these other things are under your control. That is not. Officer, on Aurora, who's this woman in your car? Sir. I need to have sex, so my sperm count will go up.
My penis is weak without the exercise.
Right.
I don't know.
This is the only way I can do it. Does practice count, or does it have to be sex?
It doesn't mention practice. Because I was thinking the same thing. It's like, is it about crossing the finish line, or is it about the... It's about the race.
Yeah, as Miles is right. Sometimes you can't control that.
No, you
that's
can't.
That's fact.
That's not up to you.
Sometimes it's winter, and then you stock up for the winter.
Yeah.
You're hibernating. Get a little grouchy.
Having those dreams again.
The darkness is coming.
Yeah. Gotta wash the
pillow. I say that a lot.
The darkness is coming.
Oh, God.
I just open my bedroom window and yell to the neighbors.
God, I just want to have sex with you.
Guess what, everybody? The darkness is coming.
I'm gonna try that. Like, no. Yes, I want to have sex with you, but it's just so that I don't want my thing to work for later.
So yeah. Darkness doesn't come.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You got to make peace with the darkness, like Aaron Rodgers says, and find a way out of it.
Yeah. Get you some cayenne
I need
water.
Some cayenne pepper and water. All right, I was dead wrong. That man's I bet his works perfect.
I am ready.
You're smoking too much.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Yep.
Nick the nicotine.
Cool.
20% of participants in an 8-week quit program confessed that to having erectile dysfunction, and by the end, 75% of these men who stayed nicotine-free had wider, firmer erections and reached a maximum sexual arousal.
Maybe I should stop having my penis smoke.
I know, right? And then finally, this is your number one habit that's hurting your penis. Sorry, boys, this is the biggest motivation. You're not exercising enough.
Yep.
In a study, nearly 300 men self-reported their activity levels, which researchers categorized as sedentary, mildly active, moderate, blah, 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 blah. The participants also self-reported the quality and extent of their sexual function, including the ability. The results showed that men who reported more frequent exercise had higher sexual function scores. Conversely, men who exercised less reported lower levels of sexual function. There you go. Get out and work out, boys. You will feel better. You will be better.
Do it for your penis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.